Tell you what, I am looking forward to this next part of tonight's meeting. Amen. I've enjoyed every bit of it, but I'm looking forward to it right now. I have known Sister Elaine and Ken now since Jonathan was a little bitty boy. And I guess 15 years or more, at least. And she had come to minister to our church in Frankfort. And I'm telling you what took us to another level. And then I think it was in 95, so it's been 17 years probably we've known you more. 1995, I went to a Norval Hayes conference down in Gatlinburg. And Sister Elaine was ministering. And I believe there was 1,500 people in that place, something like that, if I remember right. And she called me out of the group. Had me step out front. She said, "I see you being yoked to another person. But I see there coming a time that yoke's going to be separated and you'll carry your own yoke." Ooh. Amen. Meaning I was assistant pastor in Frankfort for 10 years, but then there'd be a time I would pastor here. And I tore my house apart. I had that on videotape somewhere. And I tore my house apart, and Patty's hid it somewhere. She's moved that thing, just like she does all my tools and everything else. Amen. I was not able to find that videotape because I wanted to play it tonight. And then in July, she was at the Word Rally in Lexington, and she called me out again, and she says, "I see on your life an anointing like Smith Wigglesworth and Amy Simple McPherson and others." Mm-hmm. And she was immediately elevated to my world's favorite preacher.
Yes.
Listen. I would say she's one of the most anointed women on this planet, but that wouldn't be doing service. She's one of the most anointed people on this planet.
Amen.
And, you know, I fought for years. I would love to have Elaine come to Georgetown and minister to us, but I didn't feel like we were ready yet. In other words, I want her to be able to come in and have a packed house and a big church and everything, because she ministers to thousands. And then she let me know she would be delighted to come to Georgetown. I couldn't wait to get her in here. Amen. And then it's a Feast of Trumpets as well. She is a prophet, an evangelist, a teacher, and now a pastor. Amen. And I'm sure apostles in there somewhere as well. Amen. And brings forth an anointing. I personally don't know of a woman on this planet that carries an anointing like she carries. To touch in so many areas of ministry. Plus, sing. Oh, glory to God. And so I'm honored tonight. And just delighted to have Elaine with us. So stand to your feet with me. Let's welcome the woman of God.
Hallelujah.
And look. This is not a Sunday morning service where we got to get to the buffet.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Go all the way with it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Jack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good Lord have mercy. They've already got Jonathan over there in the floor. Now, Jonathan, were you in hog heaven or where? That boy. He said, "Mom, listen to that. It's good, isn't it?"
Yes.
Turn to the person next to you and just tell them in advance. Say, "I'm going to get what I came for tonight." And say, "If I get radical, it'll be okay." Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, He's here. The anointing is so full. Glory to God. Raise your hand and tell the Lord, "I come to celebrate." Woo! Hallelujah. We have been on the road for 2 weeks. We're coming back through Georgetown and then we're going to go home. And I tell you, for the last 2 weeks, it has been heaven on earth. The miracles, the salvation, the people baptized in the Holy Ghost. It has been awesome. You may be seated. God bless you. I'm so thankful tonight because of Brother Jack and this wonderful, what a deal. I mean, you can go over there and eat. You can come over here and eat. You can go over there and eat. Isn't this neat? I love this. I bet you have gourmet coffee. And I bet you have flavored cream. Woo! I know I like this place now. Amen. He is good all the time. You know, can I share something very personal? I was over in the hotel getting ready a few minutes ago, and a pastor named Roma Payne, and she and her husband pastor in Tellico Plains. And they're a young couple, and they got a lot of fire in their church, and it's just going great. And she said, "Elaine, I've been trying to find you for days." And I said, "Well, you know, I've been up at the Mackinac Bridge, and I've been everywhere in the middle of being at Mackinac. A lady in my church passed away, and I left there one night, and Jonathan and Loretta and I drove about 16 hours all the way down there and preached her funeral, and then went all the way back and finished the revival." And I said, "I've just really been busy." And she said, "Well, I've got to tell you something. Last month, you were at our church." And I said, "Yes." She said, "There's a family that was their first time being in our church." She said, "They had never seen you before." And I thought, "Oh, Lord. Here it comes." She said, "The man came to us for counseling. And he said, 'I have to know. I don't think I'm losing my mind. But I have to ask you guys, who was that man in white that every time Elaine kicked her leg, he kicked his leg? And every time she clapped, he clapped. And everywhere he walked, she walked, he walked." And the pastor said, "Well, have you ever had any mind problems before? Because I didn't see anybody." So the next week, a lady comes in for counseling. And she asks exactly the same thing. "Who was that one in white that kicked every time Elaine kicked and clapped? And when Elaine would go on the other side of the building, the image, I know it was an angel, but they didn't know what it was, and they wanted to know who the man was. Just a normal man dressed in white. And he wasn't there. I believe that there is a sound of revival like never before. I believe that the anointing of God is so great and so real that angels are walking around everywhere, and there will be wonders and signs in the earth. Do you believe that?" When I told Ken the other day, I said, "Ken, I'm feeling and sensing and out, thinking more about the world and more about heaven and more about Jesus and more about the Father and the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Well, Elaine, you've always done that." I said, no, there's been a shift. There's been a change. And it isn't like it's ever been in all the years since I was saved at 6 years old. There is something happening in this world. The other day, we had three earthquakes in 24 hours. One in Virginia, one in Colorado, and one in San Francisco. Three. Someone called me very disturbed and said, it's happening. I said, "Yes, but it's okay, because the sons of God The whole creation is groaning for them. And they're coming forth. And we, the children of the Most High God, are glorying and boasting in the presence and the power of God. The other day, I forgot we went to Indiana to this trip. And I was standing just like I am now preaching. And there was a 26-year-old girl over to my right. The Lord said, have her stand. I obeyed. He said, you cannot eat anything. You are nauseous all the time. And it's not in the back, but it's straight through. If you took a knife and put it through your sides and hit the middle, that's exactly where it is. And she said, I haven't eaten anything in 2 years. That didn't make me sick. You're right. I said, then be healed. And she fell. And while she was on the floor, she said, my stomach opened up. Something went out. And she said, I am totally healed. And the next day, she ran in and she said, I've eaten everything all day long. First time in 2 years. We are in the days of glory. And you know, I was thinking the other day, if we're going to glory in anything, let's start glorying in the miraculous. Let me read a scripture to you. Jeremiah chapter 9. And I'm not feeling like I'm going to preach very long. I'm just feeling like, you see, when this band has done what it's done, I'm already in orbit. And I don't need to have to do a whole lot to get you in orbit with me. This band is awesome. Isn't that right? John, I'm thankful. While they're looking for Jeremiah chapter 9. We're totally opposite. I wish I could do like, but you know, I'm just Loretta Lynn. Country, honey. Woo! Yep. I know he's drunk. It's on new wine. Hot. You ask me why I'm happy, why I sing and shout. You ask me what it is I found I can't shout about. You ask me what that makes me act this way. I found it at an altar when I knelt down to pray. You ask me why I dance and shout. You ask me why I preach. You ask me why I'm filled with joy and I have been set free. You ask me what it is I've found that makes me act so strange. I found out when Jesus moved inside. That's why I act this way. He's building me a mansion. I love him more and more. One day I'm gonna walk with him far away on that man from Galilee. Galilee. Nicodemus came by night to learn the way called right. Jesus said, you must be born again by the water and of the blood. Every word that he said, he knew that he could be born again. One more time, I love this man of Galilee. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. You have a condition in your colon. It's really close to Crohn's disease. And when you eat, you have to hurry because your liver and your gallbladder starts emptying real fast, and it causes you distress. You're in the right house this night. God is going to heal you. The healing power over asthma is in this house. That knot, that cyst that you have, ma'am, it's going to leave and you'll never take it home with you. After this night, it will all be gone. The fire of the Holy Ghost is in this place. And yes, the prophetic utterance is true. This is a place of great revival. Oh, sure, you walk down the road and it's been a hard way. Anybody who has the real thing, anybody who walks in the anointing and walks in the glory of God, they learn. You may not like this word, but it's called suffering. And it doesn't mean physical. It means Satan tries to hinder your footsteps, just like he did Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul did not have a condition in his eyes. He did not have tuberculosis. He did not have sugar diabetes. What he had was an enemy trying to hinder him. And everywhere he went, that demon of hindrance went before him. And he begged God, let it pass. Take this from me. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Keep going on. And this is the kind of people that God is raising up in this hour. He's raising up men and women that have fought the good fight, that have kept the faith, And it didn't matter how much they were persecuted or what anyone said or any lies that was spoken against them or how difficult it was to go. They just keep on going. They're better than a Timex. They take a licking and keep on ticking. They're better than a Duracell bunny. They don't quit. They just keep on going. And for you that have passed over in to the time of revival, it's because you have stood the test of time. It is the little things that Satan lies to you about and tells you that you cannot go. It's the times that whole rows of men have walked out of the building when I'd stand up to preach that's made me who I am. It's the persecution that I have been victorious over that let me know that my God is the present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah! Just in 2 weeks' time of miracles like we've never seen in salvation, it's getting hilarious now. Amen. We just keep on going on and going on and going on. Satan thought he would, do bad things. This morning I went out to get in my car and I had my water pillow and my blanket and my brand new iPad. And I was walking out there and this thing slipped off. And it caught me off guard, and I just cracked it, just broke it all to pieces. But I'm getting 7 new ones. Just this morning, I was eating nothing but a small piece of bread. Just a little piece of bread. And I have a couple of implants, and the thing just fell off in my hand. I'm saying, what's going on here? We're going to Pastor Jack. So I told my son, I said, I've got all my notes on there for this message. It will work. And it's working. But I'm going to get 7 new ones tonight. 7, the devil's got to pay me back. He's got to pay me back. I'm not going to let a stupid iPad get my joy. I'm not going to let a little tooth falling out from an implant post make my day bad. I'm not going to let some lie the devil turn me around. Amen. I started screaming as soon as I broke it. Ha, 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 ha. You're going to pay me back 7 times. I'm in line for my harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah 9:23, in the Amplified, if they'll be okay. Thus says the Lord. How many of you want to know what he says? We don't need another golden tongue orator. We don't need another professor. We don't need another person. We want to hear what God is saying. I don't care if you got on a 3-piece suit or jeans or knee shorts and tennis shoes. I want you to know I don't want to hear you if you don't say what God says. Come on. And the Lord said, let not the wise and the skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. So there's a lot of skill. There's a lot of wisdom. I'm around a whole lot of people with a lot of skill and a lot of wisdom. He says, don't let the skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. Let not the mighty and the powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfaction and earthly riches. But let him who glories said, but let him that boast in glory, glory in this, that he understand and knows me personally. Do you know him in a place where you've been so far out in the spirit you didn't think you could come back to your body? Do you know him so much that, you know, that when you lift your hand, sometimes you just fall out? Do you know him so much that you laugh and get drunk? Do you know him so much that you celebrate and celebrate and celebrate and dance and clap? Like the song said a minute ago, do you know him in the power of his resurrection? Woo! Do you know him in his resurrection? He said, let him that boast and glory, glory in this, that he knows me personally, practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character. Character. Now let's see, you can be, and it's great to have education, but you can be the smartest, most well-educated person tonight in the room. You can be so smart and so brilliant that you know everything there is to know about everything. But you don't have a right to boast in that, because that's not what you boast about. He said, if you want to boast in glory, you boast in the fact that you know me and you know my character. And the character of God is what the Holy Spirit is pronouncing and proclaiming. He's got a trumpet to his mouth. The Holy Spirit is proclaiming. He is projecting. He is bringing forth the character of Jesus. The Holy Spirit does not speak what he does not hear. And although we're charismatic or Pentecostal or whatever we are, Jesus freaks, Jesus people, whatever we are, but there's one thing. If we don't possess the character of Jesus, then it doesn't matter how many dead you raise and how many deaf ears are unstopped and how many lame walk and how many wheelchairs are empty. The character. Say that. Say it again.
Character.
Say it like you mean it.
Character.
He said, but let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands, that he knows me personally and practically, directly discerning and recognizing, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. Now what does he delight in? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. This is what makes him happy. A lot of things will make you happy. You know, you might get a new car. You might get a new house that makes you happy. And it rightly so should make you happy. But what makes God happy is that we recognize loving kindness. The other day, I was in a foreign country, and a little maid came in to clean up my room. And I was just sitting there working and playing with this iPad and doing notes and just having a ball. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm making notes. I'm a Bible teacher. She said, oh, really? You are a Christian? I said, yes, I am. I said, I believe in Jesus Christ. Who do you believe in? She said, I believe, just as proud and pumped and nice, I believe in Buddha. I'm a Buddhist. I said, well, that's that little, I didn't want to say anything mean. I said, the little, and the little, and she said, but we have many, many gods under him. I said, oh, really? I said, well, what do you believe? She said, well, I know what you believe. You believe the Bible. I said, from the cover to the cover. from Genesis to Revelation, I believe. I said, now what do you believe? She said, we have five things that we believe. I said, and what are they? She said, number one, you must not lie. I said, well, that's good. I don't believe you should lie either. I said, what else do you believe? I will not sleep with your husband. I said, well, praise God for that. That's good. Since you don't want your hair pulled out, that's good. Real good for you. I was thinking that part. Because she was cute and like a brick house. Long black hair. I said, that's good. That's good that you won't sleep with my husband. She said, number three, we don't gamble. I said, well, praise the Lord. You keep your money that way. Won't get that demon of, you know, put another $100 down. You can get it. No, you ain't going to get nothing, but just ripped off. And so I said, well, that's great. I said, what else do you believe? She said, we believe when you kill someone and you murder them, you must carry that the rest of your life. I said, you mean there's no forgiveness? Well, she said, there's forgiveness, but you still have to live under the shame. I'm saying, here we go. And then she said, we do not get drunk. I said, I do. I said, I do. And she said, but you believe the Bible? I said, oh, yes. I said, but let me explain to you. Do you remember? She said, I've read the Bible. I married a Catholic man, and my mother-in-law wants me to become Catholic. I said, well, do you remember on the day of Pentecost? And everybody was there seeking for the anointing, the power. Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem until you be filled with this glory, the Holy Ghost. This awesome power. And I said, Peter stood up and said, these are not drunk as you suppose. I said, you see, the God that I serve, I don't lie. I'm not going to sleep with your husband. And I am not going to gamble. And I'm not going to do all these things. I said, but there's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get drunk on the Holy Spirit. And I said, I'm going to laugh and I'm going to dance. I said, because you don't look very happy. She said, I'm miserable. I said, well, the Holy Ghost, the one I serve, will make you happy because he delights in people acting like him. Amen. Jesus is walking down the road. He finds two little guys. They're whispering, talking. Those stupid women went to the grave this morning. They said, Jesus, he's not there. Lord, we don't believe those crazy women. You don't believe them. Jesus said, didn't he tell you he'd get up on the third day? And they're talking to him and having a conversation. Finally it hit them. This is the one. He walked through walls. He ate fish. He went in with the wine bibbers. He went in with the sinners. He let the harlot wash his feet. His character. His loving kindness and his justice. And his tender mercy. As I thought about this, I thought, man. And I talked to her. I said, listen, honey. What you need is to first, just listen to the power that you're hearing come out of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are different. There is something about this place, this room. I said, God is here. She said, God is here. If I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord. I am filled. I am healed. I am forgiven. I'm not in shame. If I, happen to be Christopher Columbus, I could boast in discovering the new world. If I happen to be Neil Armstrong, I could boast.
I'm the first man that walked on the moon.
If I'm Oprah Winfrey, I could say I'm the richest woman in the world. If I am Mr. Obama, I could say I'm the first black president. Huh? If I was Mr. Henry Ford, I could say I created the T model Ford.
If I was Simon Cowell or Charlie Sheen, I could say I make $1 million every show I do. $1 million for every day's work. If I was Thomas Edison, I could say, hey guys, I created these light bulbs. I'm the one. But me, he said, if I have anything to glory in, let me boast and glory that I know the God that's more than enough. I believe the children of God are living in the revival days. We are creating with our mouth. We are watching cancers vomited up on the rugs. We are seeing the dead raised and the heathen come to know Jesus. It's time for you to quit walking around.
Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm like the dog.
Don't, please don't say this to me ever again. Talk to the hand. Do not say this to me.
I'm like the dollar bill. I go to church and go to church and go to church.
Stop saying that. Say you're like the $1 million check. Amen. I got something to brag about. Something to brag about. Something to brag about. I'm not going to hell. I am not carrying my own sin and shame. Jesus Christ delivered me. And I never have to look back again at anything. I'm like George Jefferson. I've moved on up to the big time. To a big deluxe apartment in the sky. Bragging about walking on the moon or being the richest woman or the queen of England. What I'm bragging about is I've got power over every power and every demon in hell. What I'm praying about is I got the healing virtue of God in me, and I can lay my hands on somebody and they'll get saved, healed, delivered, set free. What I'm bragging about is I've been changed. I've been newborn. All my life has been rearranged. What I'm bragging about is I have a heavenly language. And it isn't just a language of no importance. It's God the Holy Ghost Himself getting on the inside of me and praying out of me the perfect will of God for my life. Oh, I feel that now. My, what I'm boasting about is I have a friend that's sick of closer than a brother. What I'm boasting about is he never leaves me alone. He's with me always, even to the end of the way. What I'm boasting about is he gives me knowledge and wisdom. What I'm really boasting about is I have the Holy Spirit. I'm filled up. I am controlled by the Holy Ghost, who is God, who was in the beginning. And Genesis declares when there was nothing there that the Holy Spirit moved on the face of the earth. And there was creation everywhere by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit, who is God. And that one, Jesus said, shall be in you. doesn't speak his own words. He speaks exactly what God says. I got something to brag about. Something to brag about. Something to brag about in you. He always hears me when I call. I've got something to brag about. He helps me walk in love. I can love you. I got something to brag about. I got something to brag about. That he gives me blessings to be a blessing with. I got something to brag about. Listen to this. He said, and if you, he said, you can't really brag in wisdom that you have of this world. You can't brag about skill. You can't brag about, you know, your powerful personal glory. You can't brag about any accomplishment. You may be Benjamin Franklin and discovered electricity, but Mr. Ben, I got that electricity flowing through me, and Moses had it flowing through a burning bush before you was ever born, Ben. And Albert Einstein can boast the founder of theory of relativity, but oh my God, theory of relativity. He made a black cow eat green grass and give white milk. He made a little cocoon. He made a little, one of those little, what do you call those little things? Caterpillar, ugliest thing, just hanging there. I went to a butterfly farm the other day up in Canada, and there was this ugly, they look horrible, and they're all hanging there. Then I walked into the other room, and my Lord, those butterflies were that broad in their wings, purple and pink and yellow and black, and they're just, oh, and I'm going, oh, you know me, I'm very emotional, in case you don't know. And I'm going, oh, look at this. Oh, my Lord, there is a leopard skin one. And Ken, you know, honey, try to control yourself. I said, Ken, look over there, black and white and with yellow. Man, you ain't never seen anything as pretty as when you're sitting. I've done a meeting at the 700 Club, and it just so happened it was Kingsley Fletcher and Ron Canole and Miles Monroe and T.D. Jakes. And guess what? I'm minding my own business, sitting down there in my little cabin one day, just praying. And the Lord said, I want you to do a message on bringing down the walls, racial barriers. And so, you know, the Lord took me to the first where he said, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So I started on my message on the first thing that God gave was image. And I was just preaching and preaching to myself. And the phone rings and he says, hello, this is somebody from the 700 Club. We're having a conference and we need a white woman. Full of the power. I said, baby, you come to the right place. He said, would you come and speak? I said, yes. So I get there and all these guys are sitting there, you know, and I'm going. But on the last day, they put up a huge white tent and T.D. Jakes was coming in to speak. So I'm ushered in and I'm sitting at a little table right here. And all of a sudden, this lady comes in. She has on a yellow and black and white suit. Yellow with the lapel in black and white. She's got on yellow and white and black shoes. She's got on a yellow hat with a big black feather. And she comes walking by me and I say, let me get down with your bad self. You are bad to the bone. For 2 hours, these women just come in like that. In every pink hat, blue, green, and then here comes a little lady in, and they set her right down by me. Well, I know she's important because she's sitting at the front table by me. So I looked at her and I said, hello. She said, hello, honey. But when T.D. Jakes came out and took the stage, she about broke my arm. She said, honey, did you hear what the bishop said? I said, yes, I heard it. She hit me every time he set up one, and then she said, in case you don't know it, that's my boy up there. And she said, he's telling it like it is. And I started thinking about, she's got something to brag about, something to boast about. And the Lord said, that's the way I feel about my kids. You think when little Philip Durfer's right up here with one of these guitars, Lord Jesus, he's got three of them, and they got shining stuff on them, and they got gold stuff on them. You think when he's standing up here playing, and that little ponytail's swinging, and he's so anointed, you think, I bet you the Father God is sitting there nudging Jesus, saying, hey, what do you think about my boy down there? It's one thing for me to brag in God, but I'm coming to a conclusion that the Lord has started bragging on us. Wow! Look at them. She dropped that iPad. She didn't even get mad this morning. She started cussing the devil. Sorry to say cursing, but in Tennessee, cussing. I am not going to say roof. I'm going to say roof. And I'm not going to say naked. I'm going to say naked. I am not going to change my vocabulary up here, folks. Because I is what I is. And I don't know who brought me this tonight, but I do thank you. You did bring it for me, didn't you? We got something to brag about. You know Peyton Manning came from Tennessee, baby. And you know the Colts ain't won a game since he's been hurt. Something to brag about. See, people that brag in the right thing, if you keep on bragging on who you are in him and what you possess in him, then pretty soon he's going to be bragging on you. Going to bring you things from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He's going to start healing and setting the people free. He's going to start baptizing in the Holy Ghost. He's going to take a storefront out here in an outlet mall. And he's going to pour the anointing so strong that them women will be down there in the dressing room of the dress barn. And all of a sudden they'll start saying, I know this looks good on me, but honey, it's making me feel a little warm. Amen. I got something to brag about tonight. My God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he never changes. And he gave me his word. And he gave me weapons of mass destruction. I got a new book coming out. Weapons of Mass Destruction. And one of the weapons, I was sitting right there a few minutes ago when the band was playing, and the Lord said to me, one of the greatest weapons of mass destruction, and I have been writing and saying it is praise. He said, Elaine, you're hearing it tonight. He said, look at what they're doing. Listen to them. You're up here dancing and getting down, but you don't understand what was really going on in this room. When all this anointed band was playing, do you know what was actually happening? We was dancing and grooving and moving and doing all that. But what was happening is osteoporosis was leaving some backs. Rheumatoid arthritis was leaving. Cancer spirits that have been in your family tree for years were running down the roads fast as all the way down there past Chick-fil-A, baby. They was getting out. That playing in the mind of the Mosombranda de Dea is a weapon of mass destruction. He said, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me personally and practically. Oh, know what he would say, know how he would act, know how he would respond in any situation. Yes, Lord, I heard that.
I was preaching one day, and a lady got mad. And so she went home and she devised a plan. She said, I'm going to hurt her because I was preaching the Holy Ghost and fire and all this stuff. And she hated some of the things. And so she said, I'm going to ruin her. So what she did is she had somebody write a letter. And the letter had a black candle in it and some hair from an animal and all kinds of stuff. And she went around to about 6 pastors and told them, with my address on it, everything, that I sent this to her, that I was really a witch. Well, these pastors started calling me and said, Elaine, I know better than this. Well, what's wrong? But there was this one person that didn't know me. So they took it and ran around with it. And so I was very hurt because that person I really loved. You know, it don't bother you if it's enemies. But it's somebody you love that can really hurt you. It's the betrayal of a loved one. And so I went over there and I'd been preaching for weeks. And I went home and got my bath, got my pajamas on. I went to bed and I was 10. I'm not eating. I'm not getting up out of bed until God does something to me. I'm just going to lay here and fast and pray. I'll go to the bathroom and that's it. I don't want no phone calls. I don't want anything. So the second day I got sick. I was just regurgitating. I was sick. Can't say, Elaine, you're going to eat. You're going to get up. You're going to eat. You're going to get up. You know, I can't. So sweet. You're getting up. You need some chicken soup. And he was kept on. Come on, he said, I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you till in the morning. And if you're not up, I'm picking you up, putting you in the car, and I'm going to take you to the doctor. And he knows. I said, oh, Lord. So I got up, and he said, there's a tent revival about 100 miles away. And he said, we're just going to go to an old-fashioned tent revival because you love tents. And he said, I know this man, and I'm going to take you to a tent revival. And so we got up, we got in the car, and he drove me to the tent revival. And I didn't fix up. I didn't fix my hair. I just put on a little bit of makeup, a jogging suit, and tennis shoes, and I just went walking in. Oh, they lied on me. They hurt me. I'm so wounded. What a stupid, devil demon. And I got 3 or 4 steps under the tent, and the preacher stopped. He says, Elaine Hallmer! And I thought, oh, dear Lord. He said, you've been in bed for 3 days. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Lord, don't read my mail right here in front of it. He said, you've been in bed 3 days. And that woman lied on you, and she will be dealt with by God. And he put his hand on me, and I fell out the shavings, and I didn't get up for a long time. Well, I thought, well, if God's going to boast on me and brag on me like that, took me up there in front of all them people, had the man of God call me out and pray for me, I think I'll just get up and dust myself off and go preaching. And so I did. Don't you like it when God brags on you? And so I said, Kim, God showed me great favor today. He was bragging on me. He was loving on me. He said, yes, he was. I told you that woman is a demon. 6 months went by. This woman owned her own business. She had a dress shop, a boutique. She drove a big, huge, beautiful car. She was built gorgeous. She was beautiful. I'm standing praying for somebody. This woman comes in, and she swelled. Her hair fell out. I didn't even know her. And she came up to me, and she said, do you know who I am? And I said, no. She said, well, it's me, the one who lied on you. I said, what happened to your hair? She said, it fell out. I said, what happened to your body? She said, I just started swelling. She said, I lost my car. They repossessed it. My boutique closed. She said, from the time that I've lied about you, I've done nothing but go down. God is not out of me. God
loves you. Will you forgive me? I wanted to say, ma'am, it's like a feather pillow. You've spread these feathers out. Would you please go pick up all your feathers? But I didn't. I just put my arms around her. I said, of course, I forgive you. I said, and now let me curse the demons away from you. I said, hair, grow, body, lose this water retainage. I said, go pick out your car. Your boutique will be open, and you'll be back in business again. And don't ever touch God's anointing again, or you'll be in trouble. See, God doesn't take it lightly when you hurt the ones he boasts in. You might say, oh, God don't, oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He declares to the stars and to the moon and every galaxy. I wouldn't doubt if he don't have all kinds of planets that we haven't not discovered and galaxies. He stands up and he says, look at that Jack, that brother Jack down there. He's in the shopping center bombarding hell out of Georgetown, Kentucky. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to pour my anointing out on him and show him how much I'm boasting in him. If he told me not to boast in the things that I have or the things I am or how you sing or how you preach or how you do, he said, just boast that you know me. Just boast that you know me. Steve Jobs died last week. Steve Jobs was the inventor of the personal computer. He was the inventor of the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod. He was the inventor of the wireless internet typing bars. He was such a brilliant and smart man. He was 23 years old and started his career, and he was known as the smartest man on the earth. But when he met Jesus, or when he breathed his last breath, it doesn't matter how much he made. It doesn't what he invented. The iPhone, the iPad, or anything else, personal computers, nothing matters, nothing matters, nothing matters. What matters is, could he boast that the Lord is my God? When Elvis Presley was known as the King of Rock, love me tender, love me true, but he didn't have anything to boast about if he didn't have it when he went out of this world, if he didn't have Jesus. You hear me? When Michael Jackson breathes his last breath, he may have been a king of pop, and he may could have danced better than anybody on the earth. The only thing he could boast about is, did he know the Lord or did he not know the Lord? If he didn't know the Lord, he had nothing to brag about. He had nothing to boast about. The only thing you can boast in is in the Lord. And knowing him personally. Amen? I said amen? All these things are great. Einstein, all of them. Thomas Edison, everything they done was great. But it doesn't matter the talent. It doesn't matter the invention. It doesn't matter the fortune, the fame. The number one thing to glory in is, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer, he lives to take away all my sins. He lives forever, I proclaim, oh, always, every day, boasting that I have no reason to be down and out in gloom despair. I know the Lord. Glory in his ways, to glory in his purpose, He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to call us, but he did. He did not have to go to Calvary, but he did. He was God manifest in the flesh. But he laid down his deity so that I could know him in the free pardon of sin. To know him. To know him. I got something to brag about. I got something to brag about. I got something to brag about. Because I know him. I know him in the power. Stand up, ma'am. In the power of his resurrection. I got something to brag about. I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. I got something to brag about. He's the healer. I got something to brag about. He baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Yeah? Just stand up right up there at the front for a second. Come. Come. Come, pretty lady. Get back there with the gray on. You got your hands crossed. Come. You over there in the end, in the black and white and brown or burgundy, come. You right there in the black and white, come. And your friend beside you, come. I saw your faces in the spirit. The Lord showed me your face. I saw your face. I had no idea who you were, but I saw you in the spirit. God is raising up an army. And the army that he's raising up is going to boast in who they are and what they possess. Oh, raise your hands, honey. I just saw X-ray. Rebanderamon sombrande de samanda. Rivianda merecuramemba. Honey, the healing anointing of God is coming over you because I preach the truth. And I can't preach very long tonight because I'm drunk in the spirit. And I can hardly stand up here. But the healing anointing of God is coming into you. Why is all this so heavy feeling? Why do you feel like there's something just weighing you down? Huh? Do you believe that God creates kidneys? Oh, that wasn't good enough. Don't you have anything to brag about? This lady came up before me, and I put my hands right here because I felt this pressure. I felt this spirit of heaviness. I felt the spirit of death. But I brag in the Lord. I have nothing to boast in me. I wasn't any good. I wanted to be a country singer. I wanted to go sing for the Grand Ole Opry and George Jones. I was saved, but I wasn't right.
I wanted the world. I wanted to go out and party and have things. But I love Jesus. Jesus had to really do a work in me. But now, I got something to brag about. Healing virtue of God is going to flow into my hands, out of my hands, into you. And I create by the word of my mouth, in the name of Jesus, the authority of my God, new kidneys. New! Yes. Somebody say, Lord, I'm bragging on you. You are a kidney maker. Say it again, you're a kidney maker.
Stay right there. Woo. Do you feel that? Don't it feel good? Feels so good. Feels so good.
You're something to brag about, Jesus.
The power of God is going to saturate you. What is this? What is this deterioration that I see? God is going to strengthen, bring strength to you. Oh, I saw. Yo! He's going to strengthen. Because the times that you have been weak, he has been so strong, and he has healed your brokenness, and he has healed your broken heart. And you're going to prophesy. And you're going to start using the weapons of mass destruction. There she goes. Jesus. The healing power of God is coming over you right now. I don't know how it happened. It was something that happened. But you have so much pain and so much torment in your shoulders and your neck. It feels like your neck weighs about 1,000 pounds at times. You know what God's going to do? The vertebrae up in the top comes all the way. It comes all the way up to there. Right? And you didn't tell me. That's right in there, right where my fingers are. And it feels like it's going to just break your neck off the time. You'll never have that again because God's bragging on you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. No growth, no cysts. The pain will never be there. You never have to worry about your family tree because I lay my hands on it right now. Go! In the name of Jesus. Do you ever teach the word? Huh?
Yes. Woo!
Well, let me tell you what God said. He said, when she stands to teach my word. And I didn't know if that meant you were going to teach it or you already are. So you already are teaching. He said, I will let a sword go from her mouth and cut out all the dark spots that are in people's thinking. He said, people are going to be transformed when you speak. He said that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and it will be like fire shut up in your bones. Don't be amazed from this night forth that you don't get a little preach on you really strong. Because what I have, I give to you. And that, you guys are awful quiet. In the name of Jesus, right at the bottom of your stomach, going into your intestines, there is something, and I'm not a doctor, I don't know terms, but it looks like just a thickening right there that needs to go out of your bowels. You'll pass it in 3 days. Thus saith God. Woo! Is God good to you? Can you brag on him? Let me hear you. You lady, you right there. I want you to come right here and I want you to brag on him. What do you think about Jesus?
I love him.
Huh?
I love him.
What did he do for you? What did he do for you? From what? Crack cocaine. He delivered you from crack cocaine.
Yes,
you were standing right there and the Lord said, tell that woman to testify to you and tell you what. See, I don't know. The Lord wants you to tell me what he done for you. He delivered you from crack cocaine and he gave you back your children.
Yes.
And he gave you joy.
Yes.
And he gave you happiness.
Yes.
And he gave you self-confidence.
Yes.
And he let you boast in the Lord.
Yes.
Well, you got to heal back also right now. I feel like sometimes it's just like laying at night, like you got a rock right there. You'll never have it again. Jesus! No more pain. You can run. Ma'am, you also have a blockage that when you eat your food, it doesn't digest properly. And it's got to the place that Rolaids and Tums really, they don't help you. I boast in the Lord. I boast in the Lord. Because the antacids and the milk of magnesia and all the stuff that you can swallow don't help you anymore. It's because you have a bad taste in your mouth. And that bad taste, it's like fire. It burns in your throat at times. And it's because there is an open sore in the esophagus. And right now, the Lord God is healing that sore. And you won't have to suffer anymore. You won't have to suffer anymore. Heal! You are good! All the time! The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the bread, the life, the water, the way, the truth, the fire! The one that is and was and is to be the Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the Reshingam Randa Kastila Maya and Devenda Lomureba. Because he lives.
I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Yes, Lord, I heard that. All fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he. Now, look at me, honey. The Lord is going to heal your nervous system. But it's not going to just be in the central nervous. It's going to be in the nerves in your body. For instance, there is going to be a healing go in the sciatic nerve. And it runs from your hips all the way down to your feet. Every nerve in your body runs to your hands and to your feet. From all over your body. They stop in your hands and in your feet. And this healing that's coming over you now is going to drive out fear. And it's going to drive out, can I do it? Can I really do that? Because you've heard the voice of God but won't dare say it. The gifts of the Spirit are all around you, but you don't use them that much. And God has chosen you mightily. And he's not going to talk to you, the enemy, any longer. He's always saying you're not good enough. You can't do it. He sits right there and fills your mind. Satan cannot do it any longer. Because the fire of God is coming over you now. And he's going to make you bold. And he's going to give you stick-to-itiveness. And you're going to be as wild in the anointing as you dreamed of. Give her a cheer. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear. Jesus! Three things. New breathing. Shortness of breath. Go. Clean out. A new heart. Stand up. Raise your hand. The fire of God is coming over your body right now. And you are going to get a miracle in your body. And it doesn't matter what any physicians or anybody else has ever said. You are not going to have this. You're not going to die with it. It's not going to be in your body. Because the healer is driving out disease now. Is that happy? Does that make you happy? Do you know that lady? She's healed. Brag about that. You all are so nice and quiet. Stand up, sir. You're very intellectual. In other words, you have a great amount of authority and wisdom. Your desire is to flow in the word of wisdom. Why don't you know that your humble heart is pleasing to the Lord? That your humbleness and that the intelligence that this brain has is going to be converted, revamped into more revelation knowledge than you could ever imagine.
How old are you? I see 60. He wants you to know this will all be accomplished. Don't get discouraged. I know it's 5 years. Don't get discouraged. But by the time you're 60, if you will follow what you're hearing, because you've been hearing, but sometimes it gets distorted and you don't really walk in it, but you're going to walk in it. And if you will, by the time you're 60, you'll be like Smith Wigglesworth, walking into rooms and raising the dead. If you walk in this anointing, sir, here he comes. Get him, guys. Well, he's not going to fall too far. He's got a chair. Almost through. Stand up, sir. Raise your hand. You've got love of God pouring out of every fiber of your body. You're a boaster in the Lord, and the Lord's a boaster in you. Well, you're going to get a new back. And you're going to get new strength. But best of all, the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to burn through you right now. And when he burns through, you'll be on fire of obedience. God has spoken some things to you, and God has been dealing with you, and you're going to be so obedient to let it go. God has you standing in this field, and the field is white unto harvest. There is harvest. It's like white. All you got to do is pick the cotton. It's like it's white. And I see you running around grabbing it, grabbing it, grabbing it, grabbing it. But God's going to give you helpers. Is that your husband? Oh, come here, man. Well, let's see. There we go. Okay, woman of God, may I speak to you? There is a stress that's on you that gives you headaches at times, and it's like a tension. It's a stress. You know what? God's bragging about you, and you don't have to worry about anything. Everything will be all right. And those things that have come to tear you and your husband down in ways that enemy would not like for you to go forth, they will be bound. Tension, stress, leave her body. Headaches, no more. Come to me, little lady, with a cute little hat. The Holy Ghost and fire is going to fall on you right now, and you're going to be drunk for about 3 days. It'll be okay. You hear me? That's what you've been desiring. You've been saying, fire, Lord, fire. I heard you. Is that true? God baptized me. Fire baptized me. Okay, but it's going to make you drunk. And you may act like me for a little while. Be okay. You may kick your leg. You may say, okay? Anybody thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. For out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Now, the healing anointing of God went right here. Are you hearing me? I got my hand. I mean, the healing anointing from the front to the back, all the way around. Something is happening. You're going to have some surgery right now, and you're going to be on fire, and you will be high, high in the spirit, the fire of God. And it won't end in 3 days, but it's going to be real bad for 3 days. Or real good. It's going to be real heavy. And you're going to get a surgery right there. It's going to go all the way through. In the name of Jesus.
Baba mande de moshende de bakara mamba banda. Robo bo ba de 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 sebo do 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 baba bande. Kadanda de de de. Marumo bo toso balanta da banta da bota da bate de de de. Open your mouth. Shakanamunda da masobrianda kandianda da masobrianda ya. I will speak in tongues right now in the name of Jesus. I will almost say, Mani and la la da mangada. It a little bakota da batata. I saw something go in these joints. I saw the fire of God go through you right here, even in the joints, in Jesus' name. Now go ahead. Come on. Right there. Come on, everybody. Everybody, come on. Somebody and fire, fire. You can be seated. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Give me you four little girls right there. Rebandebo sobrata dete. Rebe bebe. I only get to be here 2 days, so don't worry about the time. Join your hands right there. Are you ready? Where do you go to church? Lexington. Or the Callahan. Raise your hand. Ladies, let me tell you now, there is going to be a youth revival. You are young. It's going to be not just teeny boppers, it's going to be people from teeny boppers all the way to 50 or 60 or 70. It's going to be a young people's revival. That's what the Lord said to say, but it won't be young people, but it'll be young people. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You're a virtuous woman. You're a holy, virtuous Proverbs 31 woman. You are a detailer. And you tell me I'm lying. You say, Missy Lane, you're just lying if I don't tell you the truth, okay? I don't know who you are, but let me tell you. You're a detailer. You're an organizer. Your socks have to be going one way in the drawer. Is that true? You can't stand a mess. You can't stand anything out of order. You're an organizer, and God needs you. Not only that, God is going to give you the best, most beautiful house, home. He's going to give you the most beautiful home in the world. When I say most beautiful, it's going to be what you think is most beautiful. I see you in the kitchen. I see you all through that house. Everything is just fixed. And that's the way it is on the inside of you, just fixed. And God said you're virtuous. Shut up. You all know her? Your sister. And she ain't going to lay nothing down in the floor. But sometimes you do. You do. It's okay. It's okay. You know, like I told you, I've been traveling for 2 weeks, and I'm so tired of like getting all these clothes out and pressing them and doing it. So tonight I just said, I got something out, and I was all dressed up and this suit and everything. And I said, I can't stand this suit another night. So I put my jeans on. That's the way you are. But you're a firebrand revivalist. And you've got the word of God coming out of your mouth. And you're anointed, and you better let it go. And here comes a big unction of fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's some boldness going to come. You're intimidated. You're like a little afraid of people and things at times. But God is going to make you real bold. And believe it or not, you're going to be one of those people screaming and yelling the loudest one for Jesus. Because from this time forth, it's going to come up on you. And there it is. Jesus! Ooh. Now, I see you leading some girls. I see you leading some people. Just working and leading and saying, let's go, let's do this. And I'm telling you now, if you will just follow that fire,
Because no matter how smart you are, it doesn't work. Right now, we got to have the fire. And you know a lot. You're a nice lady. You know a lot. But it don't work right now. Bypass all your intellectual thinking and go into the fire of the Holy Ghost. And he's going to help you to help these girls. Shabba taketa. Now, am I good? Okay. Woo. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless these people that have been called out. And the ones that have not been called out tonight are going to be called out tomorrow night. I believe you for that. I bless Pastor Jack and his beautiful wife, Pastor Philip and his beautiful wife, Alberta. And let's see, you are Pastor Lee and his beautiful wife. And who else? Any more pastors? Who? Elizabeth? Teresa? Elizabeth? Teresa? Women pastors, stand up. Come to me. Raise your hand. One over here holding up, and one over here holding up. There's going to be increase for you. And it's not going to be just increase for finances. It's going to be increase for strength of people that are with you, that walk with you, that stand with you. There have been three people in the past that have really tore your heart out as far as staying there for you, but they wasn't for you behind your back. And they really stabbed you, and it hurt very bad. But now for every one of them that has been used by the devil, God's got 50. God's got 50. Not just 50, but 50 for each one of them. That's 150. And they're really going to be for you. And they're going to see to it. And they're going to see to your needs. You have given and given and given of your energy and your life to the people. You have worked for God. You have been there, been to the hospital, set up with them when they thought they'd die, prayed for their children, their babies. You have been there and walked the walk of a true shepherd. But from this day forth, there is going to be multiplied blessings like car and like clothes and like things. You've always, I just want God. Yeah, you want God, but God wants to brag on you with some things. So I call on the God of the heavens, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The blessings of God are overtaking you, and you will be on fire with the anointing. Woo! Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Do you feel how strong that was? Did you feel how strong that was? Well, I feel how strong you are, too. You're a prophet. You prophesy things. And you know what I'm saying? You'll be in your room, and then you'll interpret it. And your God will be saying, that was this, 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 and this. You see things. You're a seer. Where do you go to church? I could tell you a while. I am too. There's something stirring on the inside of you. And when I say you're a prophet, I mean that the prophetic anointing is upon you. Real strong. You're a good person. You're an honest person. But the power of God is going to take you into another level. You're going to soar like an eagle into another level. And your pastor will see it on you. The change is here.
pour out of her. Pour out. Pour out. Is that your mama? Your mama? Come here. Join in. Raise your hand up to Jesus. The same anointing that is on your mama is on you. Honey, you'll never be the normal little child. You'll always be the supernatural anointed woman of God. I'm going to give you some of this anointing that I have. He told him, no, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the last one. Come here. Have you been to Israel? You been anywhere?
Yes, I've been way back.
Where?
England, France.
England, France,
Italy,
Switzerland. You go and declare the gospel. Well, I decree tonight that we will buy a new iPad. I decree tonight that we will buy a new iPad. It's all cracked. Glass is falling off of it. Pastor Callahan took it and had this nice cover put on for me. Had it put on the front and back last time I was here. I have to have one with the back on it and the front on it. Well, that's yours, isn't it?
4 days old. Take it seriously.
Pastor Jack, thank you so much. Hey, John. Jonathan. I told him God would give me an iPad tonight. I told him that. Well, we just got a new van. Red van. Should be orange. It's red. As Jonathan started, he wouldn't leave his little pretty little wife and travel with me, and I've been praying for 20 years that he would. But I just waited till he got old. I'm only kidding. He's young. Jonathan, look at this. It's orange. Anyway, I just went and got a new red van so that I could bring Jonathan's equipment with me. And tonight, I think we'll just make a payment on that with the offering that we get because I don't need an iPad now. Black and orange, too. I love it. I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And I want to say thank you for being here. Tomorrow night, I'm going to preach on weapons of mass destruction. And I want you to be here to hear it. It's going to be great. How many of you know that you got touched tonight? If you know you were up here, you know you got touched. Ray, wave at me. All right. Give the Lord a big cheer. I love you, and I love this group of people, and I thank you. And I'd like for Pastor to come now and receive the offering, and I'd just like to tell you what it's going to go for. We're going to make a big payment on a van. Thank you. Can you believe it? I can believe
Hallelujah.
It.
Glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Has this not been awesome or what? I am eternally changed. I didn't hear a single word she preached tonight other than I broke my iPad. And when she said I broke my iPad, it was the night was over for me. That was it right there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to receive a love offering for Sister Elaine. So if you need an offering envelope, raise your hand. Our kind ushers will get one to you. Praise you, Jesus.